This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Monthly car and truck sales figures are on the way this morning, with some parts of the Mid-Atlantic, such as D.C., snowed in again this morning. It's a new reminder of what the tough weather has been doing to the automobile business. The major manufacturers have announced that they're extending reduced prices to the end of March in the hope of luring reluctant buyers out of their ice houses. And we had all thought the car industry was recovering from the downturn. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
The last 4 months of 2013 were strong on car sales, but this year put the brakes on that. George Magliano is an economist with IHS Automotive. So when will business return to normal?
The weather's going to have to get a little warmer, okay? I can tell you that. Number one, this winter's killing me here.
It's not just the endless snowstorms and freezing cold that are pummeling sales in much of the country. He says it's also the uncertain economy. Even the Chevy Silverado, named Truck of the Year, has seen inventory pile up.
And the manufacturers basically have come out and said, well, we're not going to trim production right now. We're going to incentivize. We've got a house cleaning going on here over the next 3 to 4 months.
Magliano says these incentives aren't hurting car makers yet. That's because they have been selling their cars at high prices, so the industry has a cushion for now. He says when spring finally arrives, automakers will find out if they have a longer-term problem. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.